Welcome to The Emo Show. I'm your host, Linz, and today we have a special guest. This episode, we are traveling to Scranton, Pennsylvania. I had the pleasure of meeting the five members of the Magwaz. They're an alternative rock band, and here's a clip of their song, Glum. So how did you guys all meet?
We are all lifelong friends. We've all been playing together since we were really young. Brandon's the latest addition, but he is like a brother to us. He's been here basically since the start. But I mean, we started playing when we were in like seventh grade.
We all went to the same school. We're all in the same grade except for Brandon. Brandon's 1 year older than us.
That's right.
So we've been jamming since about, I'd say, seventh grade.
Yeah. So what's that, 2008?
Under different
2008. Yeah.
15 years.
Yeah.
So I saw on your social media you have a show in like August. Mm-hmm. What are you guys most excited about being back on stage?
I don't know. I'm just excited to play. I mean, it's been so long and it's so crazy being in a band and not being able to play live. Like, it kind of took a while. Once we started booking some shows and like, this is the first one that's announced and it's the first one we have booked. And then I don't know, once that happened, it just became much more real and I got a lot more excited about it. I'm just excited to play with everybody. And actually, cause we haven't played any of our latest EP live yet. It's kind of weird to think that it's been a year since it's been out and we haven't played any of them for anybody.
In August will be the first people to hear it live. And that's been out since April of last year. So I think I'm just excited to feel the presence of people again, like not being around anybody except for these guys.
Yeah,
like it's gonna be a lot of fun to get up
to
on
play
stage.
Our original music again.
All
throughout COVID, I've been doing just cover shows with this guy to the left of me, Dalton. But I mean, we haven't played our original tunes in like over a year, so I'm super super pumped to be back on stage and playing.
Mm-hmm.
So since you guys are excited to just be playing, what song are you most looking forward to play?
It's got to be Glum.
For me, it's Glum. Personally.
Just because Glum got so much attention that I feel like it's going to be so much fun to hear people react to it for the first time.
Right.
You know, one or two other songs we've like test run live a little bit, but this will be the first like real run of Glum. Mm-hmm. And I'm just excited to see how people react to it. I think that it's like one of those things, like when you have a song that kind of like gets a little bit of traction, to see how people react to it live is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that moment where like we're playing on stage and people are singing it back, or like even for like Ashes to God and Words, like hearing that outro and people singing like I'm snagged knocking at your door back to us. I think it's gonna be like a surreal moment for us, because we, you know, even when we wrote that song and we wrote Glum, like we were writing all these songs, you know, pre-COVID, we were waiting for that moment for people to kind of like be singing our original music back to us. And I think it's going to be a really surreal moment for us. We're excited.
So obviously you guys are doing a lot of music shows in the States, but Canada, do you want to be doing a lot more in Canada?
For sure.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
Everywhere.
He's in.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, we'd love to go to Canada.
We'd love to show up in Canada. I'm hoping we'll see 2022. Yeah. We're looking right now at possibly coming in the spring, but it really depends on a couple of different things. Obviously, I know you guys are right now, currently, we're in June. You guys are still under a little bit different restrictions than we are. So as those things progress throughout the summer, we'll definitely start more heavily looking into Canada and how we can, you know, play into that music scene, because we only hear great things about it and we'd love to show up. There's a lot of great bands that we know up there. Dear Youth, Rival Town. And I know, like, you know, the Seaway and like Silver Sea, all those incredible bands up there. Justin Bieber.
Who's Shawn Mendes?
Look out for spring 2022, us and Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, I think that's
the one.
Yeah.
I think at this point, we're all just very excited to play as many new places as possible. As often as we can, basically. That's kind of the goal.
So with COVID being around, it has obviously probably put a halt on making music. So what are like some of the challenges you guys had to face?
Yeah. Just getting together
is kind of a little bit of a rough.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Especially the early month, like the early months of COVID.
You know,
like a year ago, we didn't see each other for like 3 or 4
months
straight.
During a release cycle.
And then we which is kind of interesting, getting better. We were kind of, I guess, maybe breaking the rules a little bit getting together, but we haven't been able to really practice and write as much, but we're making it happen, I think.
Yeah, you know? Now definitely. With everything
especially
kind
now,
of opening
things
up.
Are, yeah, starting to get back to normal.
I mean, we were in the studio too in January, right?
Right before. We got lucky with that.
We got really lucky because, you know, we all quarantined, made sure we weren't around basically anyone, and then went into the studio and we were able to come out with some new tracks that are going to be released TBD.
Yep, soon.
Redacted.
Soon. Yep.
But I mean, it's definitely makes it more difficult to just see each other and get things planned out because you're doing everything online. You're doing everything, you know, through text message, and it gets a little fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I think we did, you know, an all right job of keeping it all together.
Yeah, we did a release in the middle of COVID, essentially. So like things happened, you know, things started closing down. And for us, we had a release for One of Us Is Lying. We had the release schedule set. So we just went full steam ahead and essentially invested in ourselves and in that digital marketing, essentially, instead of doing the whole like touring the US or doing whatever we had to do. So we learned a lot in the past year about how a band like us can survive at a time when we can't tour, at a time when, you know, shows aren't available at all. And so for us, we definitely learned a lot more about how to properly market ourselves and how to reach new fans in a different time, I guess. And I think what we learned in this past year will definitely help us in the future in terms of marketing, advertising, and how to reach people when we can't necessarily get to Canada or get to Brazil or Europe or wherever we, you know, we want to play eventually. So that was a really cool aspect of it. Obviously, it was a very trying time, but there's still some silver linings in there.
So other than learning how to like put yourself more on social media, what was another like big positive that came out of this?
A really sad EP.
Yeah.
We were really sad and we were able to write really sad music.
I mean,
at that point, once our release cycle was kind of coming to an end, you know, we were just looking forward to our next music that we're going to be putting out. So I think being like recognizing that shows weren't coming back anytime soon, we kind of just shifted focus, like, all right, let's make more. Yeah. And that's kind of what we did. And now we're very excited to be putting that out and starting to tour again.
Yeah, I mean, I think it gave us a lot of time to plan and really like map things out and do things exactly the way we wanted to do that. You might not have the time for if we're, you know, playing 5 shows a week or 4 shows a week, you know, you don't have the time to really think about your next release cycle as much. And I think we really put a lot of time into the imagery and the feelings of this next album that's coming out. And I think that's definitely something that we learned how to do better.
So if you guys weren't making music, what would you want to do? Like your dream job besides music?
I would be the GM of the Philadelphia Phillies. I would be doing baseball transactions because that's what I love to do.
Mm.
That's an easy one.
I run a small studio, but I would just continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Music is my life, so continue on the path of producing and engineering and everything involved in music.
I would probably want to start a restaurant.
Ooh, maybe, nice.
You know, get an award-winning restaurant under there.
Look at you,
culinary. He's a stellar cook.
Yeah. He's a fantastic cook.
He's tall and he's
one of the best.
Mean chicken marsala.
He is tall. That's right. Tall boy, you know. I think in another world, I say this all the time, I think I would want to be like a poet. I think that's something I always wanted to do. Like growing up, I read a lot of poetry. And then even in college, I went through like a phase where I listened to a lot of slam poetry. Like Rudy Francisco is one of my biggest inspirations. And he actually came to my university when I was in school. And I mean, that was like a surreal experience. And I just like always thought in another world, I would go after something like that. Cause I love writing and things like that. So.
I don't know. Maybe I'd be like a pilot.
A pilot,
maybe
Eric,
a comedian.
Don't ever
Nobody wants me flying their planes. That's a good one, actually. Yeah, I would grow marijuana for a legal sale in any qualifying state.
So I have to ask, you guys are in Scranton, Pennsylvania, right?
We are.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Are you guys a fan of The Office?
Yeah,
I am.
We love The Office. Uh-huh. Like you said, I think it's one of those things that like everyone asks if we love The Office, and like it's much. The show is much better if you know the places they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Oh shit, they're talking about Cooper's. It's right down the street. Like, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
but, yeah. I mean,
the road got a baked potato. Yeah.
The show is nothing like what the real Scranton, Pennsylvania is like.
Yeah, not at all. True.
But it is.
It's a lot less depressing on TV.
Yeah. Here, there's you can drink and play music, and maybe you'll get by, and that's about all you got.
Go to church.
There's a lot of churches. You could still drive into a lake, though.
You could drive into a lake.
Definitely possible.
I would just like to be on record as I don't like The Office.
Oh, this guy.
Boo. Don't release that.
Don't
put that in. Redacted.
Just bleep that out.
Yeah. I don't like boop.
Yeah.
We're gonna have some new music. Gonna have some we're gonna be playing a couple different places. We're going to be very much a presence online. You guys will see everything as soon as it's released, and looking forward to putting everything new out there.
Couldn't be more excited about it, honestly.
Shows are coming back.
Yep.
If you are listening and you're from the NEPA area,
yep.
We will be playing our first show August 28th.
At the Sherman Theater.
Stroudsburg, PA.
And from there, it's going to be a wild ride for the whole fall. I think the band is, we're gearing up for a lot of new things for us, especially like post-COVID. And I think it's going to be a new era. We talk about this a lot. About where we're going, and I think that this is going to be the most exciting to date, and we're just so excited. I couldn't be more proud of what we've done even during COVID, and I think we've learned a lot, and we're going to go to a lot of great places moving forward. So super proud of what we're doing and super proud of what's to come.
Sir,
well said, brother.
It was awesome meeting you guys.
Yeah,
thank you so much for having us.
It's going to be more things.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye. That was the Magwaz. You can check them out on all platforms. Make sure to tune in next week to meet a whole new band.